Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Sometimes God requires things of us. What's going on, Wayne? Valentine? Sometimes God wants things of us. He wants things from us. So this is what I'm going to talk about. Tonight I'm coming from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 44. And I'm using the NIV version tonight. I hope you guys are doing well. What are some praise reports from last week? How has God been moving in your life this past week? Those who are coming in, I know people are still coming on. Start, you know, in the summer months, and slowed down just a little bit. But I appreciate those who come through here. Regularly. I really, really appreciate it. What's going on, Christopher? What's going on, Pastor Chris? Pastor Christopher, I hope everything's going well. Tonight we're talking about We're coming from Mark chapter 6, verse 32. So if you stay for a while, please stay. I see some people coming through. What's going on, guys? I hope, how you doing, Karina? What's going on, Pastor Chris? In your life? What's going on, Moises? I'm trying to catch up with you. How's God been moving in your life this past week? Any praise reports? How's God been moving in your life? I know that there are a lot of people out there who are hurting, a lot of people who have family members who have either transitioned or are having some health issues, so I just pray that God will touch those people's hearts and those people's family and friends who have loved ones who are going through things right now. You know, we're all going through. Take it easy. How you doing over there? I have to get you on the show. I'm going to get you on the show soon. Whenever you get a chance, I'm going to touch you in. We'll talk about that later so I can chime in and bring you in. But in Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 44, this story about Jesus feeding 5,000. And again, the title of this message, who's going to watch it, is entitled, I Give. All right, cool. Sometimes we talk about, we always saying, Lord, I need this, Lord, I need that, Lord, I need this. How about you giving from a point of need, you giving it from a point of faith? You know, I give what? When we talk about tonight, I give my heart, my soul, my faith, my life. Now, again, I'm reading from the NIV version. And chime in on Pastor Christmas. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw that they were like sheep without a shepherd, So I began teaching them many things. Excuse me, guys. By this time, it was late in the day. So his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take an 8 month of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have?" He asked, "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks, fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. You know, come on tonight, I get. What's going on, Brandon? What's going on? What's going on, Jamie, if you came, if you're still there? And, you know, I was like, Lord, come on, I give what? First word, God put in my heart, I give my heart. And, you know, sometimes, and I believe that what God wants us to do, he wants us to give. He wants us to give from our heart. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Hey, Brandon. You know, tonight's topic is I give. And, so God placed on my heart. I give, you know, that. You know, you fill in the blank. My heart. You know, Matthew 6:21 and Luke chapter 12 verse 34. It states that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's Matthew 6:21. Treasure is there will your heart be also. You know, in ministry and anything. Wherever your heart is, that will be treasure. Your treasure will be there. Whatever you really hold tight, hold close to you, that's where your heart is going to be. I give my heart. You know, and think about this. Is this when you read this part of the story in Mark and Chuck gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. They were probably on a hat, right? Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." What's going on, Winston? Now, I can imagine Jesus already knew what was about to happen even before, you know, he knew what was about to happen. What's going on, Jared? He knew what was about to happen. And it says that they went away by themselves in the boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leave and recognize them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. How many of you know that sometimes when you're in the midst of ministry, when you're in the midst of doing what God's called you to do, that people are going to be attracted to anointing on your life. People are going to be attracted to what's going to run off. People are going to be attracted to what you're doing. And they want to know more about God. They want to know more about how you're doing what you're doing in your life. They'll be attracted to you. They follow them. And in verse 34, it says, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. I give my heart. You know, compassion. How many of us really, really have compassion? You know, how many of us really have compassion for the people that we come across, the people who come to us wanting to or desiring from us to know more about God, to want to know more about this, that Jesus did not turn them away. What's going on, Harry? He didn't turn them away. He had compassion. It says when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. You know, again, this message is entitled, I Give. I Give My Heart. Hey, Henry, how you doing, bro? You know, where man's treasure is, so where also where man's heart is, so you got to have compassion. You know, I give my heart. I give my heart to God. I give my heart to be used, and I want to have that compassion for people, because, you know, people are hurting. People are going through things, and they're looking to you, they're looking to me, they're looking to us to see how can we make a difference. What's going on, Joel? How can we make a difference in people's lives? Jesus had compassion. He could have turned them away and said, look, I'm trying to rest you here, and I see all you guys up here, but I'm trying to rest. But he didn't do that. He had compassion. He had compassion. And then Jesus saw their need. It says that when Jesus landed and he saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Like people without a leader, right? So he began teaching them many things. I give my heart. You know, are you willing to reach the need of those people around you? Sorry about monitor. Thank you, Henry. Praise God. You know, because we need to talk about this, like having compassion for people, right? You know, meet them, meeting people where they are. You know, because sometimes, guys, we have expectations of people. We expect people to do certain things, and expect people to talk like us, expect people to act like us, expect people to do things that we would do, and it doesn't always happen. You know what I'm saying? It does not always happen like that. But God wants us to have compassion. I give my heart. I give my heart to you. I give my heart to God. I give my heart in everything I do. Because remember, what we think that is most important to us, that's where our treasure will be. Our trust will be, where our treasure is, there our heart will be. Where our heart is, there our treasure will be. We have to have compassion for one another. We have to have compassion, meeting them. And it's not, like I said, it does not necessarily mean monetarily. You know, it's not always about giving money. It's not about giving time. It's about listening. You know, of course we have things and we have objectives, things we're trying to do, places we're trying to go, people we're trying to see. But we have to still take that time. You know, Pastor Christopher says this, we only develop see the need of our own self. This is when self evaluation starts to take place. I'm going to read that again. We only develop compassion for others when we first stop and see the need of our own self. This is when self-evaluation starts to take place. That's so true. That's so true, Pastor. That's what I'm talking about, more like when you're ministering, when you're helping in your job and things like that, that instead of turning people away, when you see their need, you see their need. But it's true. We have to make sure that we're taking care of. So I'm talking about in the sense of in ministry. You know, in ministry, whether you're on your job or you're out in the marketplace, wherever you are, you know, if you're able to meet their person's needs, sometimes in giving our hearts to God, giving our hearts to be used, there are going to be some times when we're going to have to help people. There are going to be some times when we're going to have to help people who are struggling, when we're going to have to help people who are dealing with what they're dealing with. But mind you, I will have to say this. You have to do it as God leads you to do it. You know, if you're dealing with, you can't control, you refuel yourself. There are going to come some times where you're going to have to get it. You have to sit there and listen. We have to be willing to teach people, to show people the way, because people are hurting. People are hurting. People are going through, you know? And they're looking to you. They're looking to me. They're coming to us. You know, because people, we are in need of a lot of things. You know, we're like me. Another thing about that God breaks my heart is my soul. I give my heart, right? Okay, I'm reading what Pastor Chris was saying. Pastor Chris says this, and I'm using this my iPod, you guys. So this thing is little. Okay. Meaning, Pastor Chris was saying this, meaning we will start to give to others if we look deep down. If I'm trying to read this thing, Pastor Chris, I'm going to have to go to my Facebook page so I can see what you're saying. All right. Okay, here I go. All right. Pastor Christopher says this, meaning we will start to give to others if we look deep down and see the lack in our own in your own self, then you will give to others in ministry. Okay. I'm gonna read that again. Sometimes you have to read things. Meaning we will start to give to others if we look deep in ourselves and see the lack in our your own self, then you will give to others in ministry. Okay, I feel you right there, Pastor. Blessing to you, Evangelista. You know, the thing about it is this. That's something. I'm going to think about that one a little bit more, Pastor Christopher. I give my soul people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them something to eat. They said to him, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? You know, my soul, I give my soul. You know, one of the things about it is this. I'm trying to wrap my mind around what you're saying, Pastor Christopher. I was coming from a different angle. But I understand what you're saying. It is our job to serve others. You know, my soul, last time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them something to eat. Imagine they are hungry. Let's send them away so they can go somewhere, go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. It's about that time, right? But Jesus, in verse 37, put it back to them. And he said, it's okay, Pastor Christopher. But he answered, you give them something to eat. Now, I want you to stop talking, Pastor Christopher. You stay on air, okay? He put it back on the disciples, right? And the disciples, they seemed like they were very concerned about the people. Look, send them away. It's about that time. You know, they're hungry. Send them away so they can buy something to eat. But he answered them, you give them something to eat. He put it back on them. Don't stop talking, Pastor Christopher. But he put it on them. You know, sometimes we go and we say, Lord, I need this. You know, people are going through this here. Give your heart and all for the ministry. What do you think about that, Pastor Christopher? Those who are here. What do you think about that whole thing about in ministry, about pouring your soul out? Of course, like you were saying earlier, Pastor Christopher, you can't give what you don't have, so you have to be replenished. You know, but what you do have, it's like sometimes we say, Lord, bless me with people need this, they need that, and you have some things that you can use in your own house. How many of you guys deal with that in your ministry with helping people? Evangelista, I know that you help a lot of people. You know, you give a lot. As far as you give your soul to God, you give your soul for the ministry, you give your soul to serving God, to serving others. How do you guys deal with that in your own ministry? How do you deal with that whole thing, even in your own life? I know there's some of you guys. What's going on, Leo? There are some of you guys who give. Some of you guys give me encouragement along my way, even when you're going through what you're going through. So how do you deal with that? Okay. Evangelist says this, disciples got in their own way instead of exercising what they so-called believe. Well, I'm trying. I have all these little motives. Sorry about that, Evangelist. I'm trying to fix this thing right here. Disciples got in their own way instead of exercising what so-called belief is. Call the one who had the power to make a way. You said, you do it. Use what you know. Right. What do you have? Thank you, Evangelista. Basically, what do you have? You know, what do you have? What do you have in your hand? Sometimes we look and we're asking God for different things when we have the ability. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your, he will direct your paths. You know, what about that? And give your all to follow God. We got to trust the Lord with everything that's within us. And don't lean to our own understanding, because sometimes we cannot understand what God is doing. One thing we can do is just say, hey, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to follow what you're saying, Lord. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. They acknowledge Jesus. They actually went to him, tell him what to do, and Jesus told him, you give him something to you. But what happens in our lives when we acknowledge him? He'll make our path straight. What about in verse 38? You know, of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? You know, I give my faith. I give my heart. I give my soul. I give my faith. You know, now faith, Hebrews 11:1, is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Evangelist, I like when you said this, that the disciples got in their own way instead of exercising what they so-called believed in. You know, what's going on, Cheryl? How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. And mind you, Jesus already knew everything that was happening. He already knew. What's going on, Stan? He already knew everything that was happening. But he told them, you go and you see. See what you have. Now, just imagine when Jesus told them, you give them something to eat in verse 37 of Mark chapter 6. And they replied, look, that will take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and get you this question? Have you guys ever been in a situation in your life where God wanted you to give something or do something, and you just knew that what you had did not appear to be enough? Have you ever been in that situation? What's going on, Robert? What's going on, Carol? Have you ever been in that situation where God said, I want you to give X, Y, and Z, or I want you to do this, and you say, Lord, I don't have that. Well, that's going to be too much. Have you guys ever been through that? Have you ever been through that? This is interactive, guys, so feel free to talk. Feel free to talk. I know there's some people just watching. There's some people who are, I can see who are on. I appreciate God's support. I'll tell you this. I went through something like that. I went through something like that. I had a Bible study years ago. And they wanted to, each Friday we would, I was a young college student, I didn't have much. And I really, honestly, didn't have much. But I prayed over what I did have. I'm not lying, it seemed like I had more things left over than when I even began. So I know that God can definitely work miracles if we walk in faith, if we allow out, if we step out of the boat, if we step out of our comfort zone, if we would trust him and believe. There were a lot of people there that Jesus was teaching. And you know, and the thing about it is this, I don't know what is going on with this thing. What's going on? Can you guys hear me okay? I'm using a new device, and I'm seeing something. Okay, all right. So, okay, I see you now. All right, so look, a lot of money to take care of these people. When they found out, they said we had 5 loaves and 2 fish. You're talking about faith, right? You're talking about faith. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So he sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them all to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. That's a lot of people. You know, I give my faith. In ministry, in this walk, guys, are you going to be willing to trust me? Are you going to be able to do? Are you going to trust God to do what he said he's going to do? Are you going to trust him to lead you? How are you going to trust them to provide for those people you're trying to minister to? Well, some of you guys, God has given you dreams. He's given you dreams. He's given you desires. And you're saying, Lord, how is this ministry going to grow? Don't worry about that. Just do what God has called you to do. You know, Evangelista says the two issues you think you know what to do, have help, but sometimes there's the surprise element. Yes, so that's so true. Okay. We serve. Okay. Hey, what's going on, Christopher? I am trying to read what you're trying to say. I'm using this new screen, right? These emoticons are coming up. This is what Evangelista says. Serving is not easy. You encounter situations you think you know what to do, how to help, but sometimes there's a surprise element. We serve our community in large capacity. When something arises, we don't feel we have what's needed to first pray on it and then be creative. It hurts to see what others go through. Our first instinct is we're going to fix it. That's so true. Sometimes it's financial, food, clothes, employment, counseling, sometimes just in listening ear, prayer. Thank you for sharing that. True, man, Lisa. You know, those surprise elements come up, don't they? Those surprise elements will sneak up on us all the time. You know, I like this part where you said this, Evangelista, and we don't feel we have what's needed. First, pray on it, and then be creative. It hurts to see what others go through, financial, food, clothes, employment, counseling, sometimes just a listening prayer. You know, what's going on, Carl? You know, you're telling the truth. You're telling the truth out there, Evangelista. You are telling the truth. Sometimes it's about being creative. Just because something's been done one way does not mean it has to be done the same way, same formula. Be creative. What ideas has God given you? Go ahead and do the thing. Go ahead and do it. Be creative. You can be creative with your ministry. You can be creative in whatever task you're trying to do. Here, you use that word creative, Evangelista. Jesus in verse 39 of Mark chapter 6, he directed them to have all the people sit down in groups in the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. That's creative. That's creative, right? You know, it's amazing that, I'll say this, when you walk by faith, you live by faith, and you give your faith, say, you know what, I'm going to believe what you're telling me to do. I'm just going to do it. And part of that thing about this faith walk is about being honest. It's about being honest. It's about trusting. It's about saying, you know what, I'm just going to do what you're telling me to do. About being obedient. You know, sometimes we have this issue with obedience and being obedient. What's up, Gregory? You know, sometimes when we do walk out of faith and God leads, say, Lord, I don't want to do it that way. You know, I can fix this. You know, there's a difference with being creative. There's a difference with being creative, but then when God gives you orders and tells you what to do, you have to be willing to do it. We have to be willing to do what God tells us to do. I give my faith. Is this hitting home with you guys tonight, those who are listening tonight? Pastor Christopher, what do you have to say? I don't want you to be all quiet on there, Pastor Christopher. I don't want you being all quiet tonight. How you doing, Mom? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Again, we're talking about the title of the sermon. No, this has gone a different way than I planned, but I give. That's title of the sermon tonight, the discussion. I give my heart. My soul, my faith. Watch God open up the doors in your life. Then be willing to follow directions, the leading of the Holy Spirit as God leads you. And then ultimately receive everything that they needed to stay there. Jesus saw their need. He gave them food. They ended up having more than enough. They had an overabundance. They ended up with more food than they had to gamble. You know, this is a remarkable story, right? What do you think God really wants us to learn from this story? So I think he really, really wants us to get from this story. Evangelista says this, God wants obedience, just showing up, thanking God for what you have, asking God, I'm walking out. I'm walking out. I'm trying to get this little screen to come up, Evangelista. God wants obedience, just showing up, thanking God for what you have asked, trying to get this thing up. Okay. I'm trying to read this thing on a small screen, and this is not working. Okay, here we go. Alright. I'm trying. Okay, here we go. God wants obedience, just showing up, thanking God for what you have, asking God, I'm walking out the house to go serve. Please guide me. Prepare the way. Get the atmosphere ready. Okay? So we can do our best and show love from the moment we step in until we step out. I had to feed over 200 less fortunate folks that had a little bit of food, but I used my creativity. We fed and still had extra. God knows all. He will provide. Amen. 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 What's going on, Pastor Leon? God does provide. He will provide. Thank you for that story, Evangelista. You know, because I've been there. Like I said, I had that Bible study, and I did the exact same thing. I prayed over that food, and people were fed. We had more to eat than we expected. Okay, the internet connection back there tonight, Corinna? Amen. Amen. I don't know what's going on. What's going on, Teresa? What's going on, sis? You know, God will move. You know, and I know what you're saying is true because I've seen it myself. I've experienced it. Say, Lord, thank you for what we have. You know, Jesus prayed over what he had. He gave thanks. And I love how you said that, Evangelista, because he gave thanks. In verse 41 of chapter 6, Mark chapter 6, verse 41, it says, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he, talking about Jesus, gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. You know, like you're saying, Evangelist, we have to be willing to say thank you. Just saying thank you for what we know and act on it. Like, so keep faith and love in the forefront. I'm trying to read what you wrote. In the forefront. Okay. That's it? Okay. Trust what we know and act on it, so keep faith and love in the forefront. You guys, I'm looking at a smaller screen tonight. I'm not using my phone because my phone died on me. I'm trying to read the comments. And I was just having an issue with those little emoticons. God has blessed us with gifts. He's blessed us with certain gifts to help us in our ministry, to help us in life. He's given us gifts. So we have to look and see what do we have in our hands. What is in front of us? What do we have? Like I said, then once you realize what you have, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do the thing. Trusting and acting. Mabel, what's going on, Mabel? That's Kiki. What's going on, Kiki? And then trusting what God is showing you. Trusting what God is showing you. I give my life. Tonight's messages I give. You know, first one, I give my heart. I give my soul. I give my faith. I give my life. You know, what happens in our lives when we get to the point where we say, I'm giving my all? We shouldn't be dismayed by the things that we see. We shouldn't be dismayed by the situation in front of us. What's going on, Adam? We shouldn't be dismayed. You know, because life's going to happen. Sometimes we have some curveballs, but we have to keep our trust in God regardless of the situation. We have to keep our trust in God regardless of the situation, regardless of what we're going through. We have to keep the faith in God. Give our life, regardless of what we're going through, we have to keep our faith in God. You know, how about this? Sometimes things are going to be uncomfortable. What's going on, Tara? Sometimes things are going to be uncomfortable. You know, one of the things that one of my friends would tell me is situations And it might feel like we're back against the wall. Our backs are against the wall. And God will say, look, you keep the faith. It might not appear like it's working, but if you do your part, God will do his part. It might feel uncomfortable, a little uneasy, but that's the part where we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Point where we say, you know, Lord, here's my life, here's the situation, please work in my life, please use me. What's going on, Stephanie? What's going on, Wade? Please use me. Here's my life. I'm going to trust you in this situation. And with time, things will change. Sometimes God might change your attitude about the situation. You know, sometimes things aren't going to happen overnight. But when we're obedient to what God tells us to do, we're going to seek God, be willing to be patient. So I'm giving my life to God. So I'm giving my life. I have to learn patience. Patience. How about this? People don't like things that are uncomfortable. So it's because when things become uncomfortable, we try to deal with it, right? We try to change certain things. But sometimes you cannot change them. Think about life. Who's going to lead you? But think about life. And giving my life. I think my question is, am I really willing to give my life? Am I really willing to give my life to be used by God? Am I willing, are you willing to really give your life? For you, what does that mean when I ask you, are you willing to give your life? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you guys? Who's going to mess me? Hey, Alicia. You know what? You know, I'm talking about give my heart, I give my soul, I give my faith, I give my life. When I think about life, I feel like it's a mixture of all those things. It's everything. Are we willing to move out the way and allow God to really work in our lives? Are you showing love? Are you helping? Are you ministering to people? Are you being a listening ear? That doesn't mean that just because someone wants money, you get the money. That's not the whole thing. You know, I give my life. I give my life to God. So God can use me for his glory. When you give your life to a ministry and to helping others, are you willing to help people? Are you willing to meet people where they are? See, what happens if we judge people, right? When people come to us and we judge them, well, you don't dress like us. I can't help you. You don't look like this. You don't act like this, so I cannot help you. What about just meeting people where they are? What about loving people where they are? What about helping them where you are? What does that mean to you? When I ask you, when I ask you guys who are listening, and Mom, you're just sitting there, I need you to say something now. Now, I've already asked you guys a question. And I need you to smile. My life. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? You know, I just say for myself, like I was saying, I just look at, God bless you too, Teresa. Keep it going. All right. Thank you. I give my life. How about this consistency? Consistency. Consistent action. Consistency. So I give my life to God. Consistency. Consistency is the key. So when I think about how I give my life, I think about consistency. Not giving up because it appears to be hard, because the task appears to be hard. Not giving up because everyone else is saying don't do it. Consistency. Now I'm talking about I give my life to God. I think about consistency. It's not a one-time thing. It's a daily. This is a daily one. You know, give my life to God. It's daily. I was without my phone for the past couple of days. I'm still without it in my life. I actually feel like a time where I didn't have a connection now. I couldn't look up something on the internet on my phone. I had to go to the computer. You know, sometimes we're going to go through things where it's a little uncomfortable. But one of the things I learned is that sometimes we have to take the time to say, you know what, no Facebook. You know what, no chat, they have all those distractions. So I just want to encourage you also, beware of the distractions beware of the distractions, so that you can hear what God is telling you, so you can hear the instructions about what you need to do and how you need to do it. But prayer is very, very important. Prayer. Consistency, when I think about life, this is a different kind of message. I wasn't even planning on necessarily preaching from this angle, but I feel like in this story, Jesus demonstrated these different things he did. He showed his heart. He was compassionate. He saw the people need. He saw their need. Telling me what we should do. What can we do? Faith. He showed an exercise of faith. Basically, you know, he told them what to do. Now you had to walk out of faith. You had to go ahead and be creative, like you're saying, Evangelista. You know, they ended up having more than they ever thought they were going to ever have. They all came down from 5 loaves and 2 fish. How can you get 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000? Only God can do that. Only God can do that. I'm not even going to try to explain it. One thing I know is that what are we willing to do? Because I'm going to end this show just like I began it. You know, sometimes we talk about I receive. I want this, Lord. I need this. Sometimes God's saying, look, how about you get? What do you ask? So I hope you're blessed tonight. Are there any takeaways from the show tonight? Anything that you're going to take with you that you didn't consider before the show? Are there any takeaways? Anything that you learned from this spending time together? You know, ultimately, I think, like you're saying, Evangelista, he showed that he got it always under control, that he is the ultimate answer. Only God hey, April, only God could bless them to feed 5,000 from 5 loaves and 2 fish. Only God can do that. Ultimately, it's all about God. God getting the glory. So I give my heart, I give my soul, I give my faith, I give my life, I give my all. Little Mabel, you know, whatever it is that you do, trust God for the task. Trust God to meet those needs. Do as the Holy Spirit is leading you, and go ahead and see and watch God move in your life. He will bless you more than you could ever, ever imagine. What's going on, Mabel? Good evening. I just encourage you guys to show you what you have. What's in your hands? What gifts has he given you? You know, some of you guys might have a gift to laugh. You can make someone laugh. You can encourage someone. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what they're feeling. Perhaps you can be that listening ear, just listen to what the person is going through. You know, what's going on, Barbara? Perhaps, yeah. Hey, Mabel, just go back to the beginning. Just if you can, just share it on your page. Go back to the beginning or watch it on my page. When we're talking about giving, we came from, I give. You fill in the blank. You know, from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 44. My mom says this: God is in control of my life. I've learned to lean and depend on God. Thank you for blessing me with the word tonight. Blessings to you and yours. Blessings to you too, Mom. Love you so much. And you, things that he's showing you to do, you go ahead and do that. And watch God move in your life. Watch God move in your life. You know, Jesus fed 5,000 with 5 loaves. What? 5 loaves, right? 2 fish. Lord, show you what you have. What can you give? Whether it's a word of inspiration, whether it's a word of encouragement, whatever it is you can give, maybe it's a plate of food for somebody. Whatever it is, trust God. And just know that nothing is too big for God. Nothing's too big for God. God just wants to know, is your faith big enough? And are you willing to step out of faith? You know, pray about it. And do what God leads you to do. You know, I want to say God bless you. And I hope you guys are blessed tonight. I know I was blessed. Again, came from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 44. I pray that you give your heart, you give your soul, you give your faith, you give your life, use you. You're always asking, God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. What about saying, I give? I give myself. I give me. I give you my gifts. And watch God open up the door. Good night, love to you to all. Love you to Mom. Evangelist says this, and what a scene that would have been to witness. Lord was powerful and a point. Then he is still powerful and always on time. Amen. What's going on, Pastor Calvin? Rita says, right. That's so true, Evangelist. That's so true. That's so true. Watch God move in your life. We have loved ones again who have passed away, those who are on their deathbeds, those who are dealing with health issues. We pray that God will bless them tonight and give them strength. God bless you, you guys. Have a great night tonight. What's going on, God? But I'm going to hit you up after this, God. We just ended the segment tonight, but I definitely look forward to catching up with you. I want to say God bless you. I'm going to hit you up, God, on Facebook Messenger. I want to say God bless you guys. Have a good evening.